The Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I also had a friend of mine just message me that they were out one night at the bar, and one of his roommates was like, oh, knew that they were out of toilet paper and managed to steal a roll of toilet paper from the bar to be able to just kind of cover things until.
You have a lot of friends that are kleptos. Which is good. I mean, hey, man, do what you do. I personally.
It was one time. Am not stealing. It was a desperate situation.
What if it's like marijuana? It's a gateway drug. Like all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're stealing computers, buttons off the board.
I don't want the computers.
That's true.
Only the green fluorescent markers we have in here.
Much like stealing toilet paper from work, I also don't think you'd want a work computer. These are the best possible of things you could have.
Avoid that like the plague. But a good follow-up to our most recent thievery.
Speaking of stealing things from work, no matter what you stole, not as much as this guy. Gilberto Escamilla.
Gilberto.
Worked at Escamilla. He works in the kitchen. Okay. Worked, past tense, at a juvenile detention center in Brownsville, Texas. And a couple weeks ago, Gilberto took a day off of work. While Gilberto was off, somebody else who works in the kitchen took a call from a delivery company about the 800 pounds of fajitas they were going to deliver.
Okay.
And they said,
"What? That's a good order right there. That's like makes your year."
Well, that's the entire juvenile detention center.
And he said, "I'm sorry, what?" They had not ordered 800 pounds of fajitas.
Okay.
The delivery company said, but this is a regular delivery we've been making for 9 years.
Wow.
Really? To where?
Well, to Gilberto personally, on behalf of this juvenile detention center. He was running an entire side restaurant selling a fajita.
Hold on. So he got a juvenile detention center. At first, I did not know what the hell you were saying when you said that earlier. When you're like, enough for a whole juvenile detention center. I was like, that was a random comment.
No, he worked in the kitchen of a juvenile detention center.
So he is running a side business out of there that he's selling to other people and making money?
Yes. They could not figure out why they were always over budget. Over the course of 9 years.
Got a f***ing kids.
Gilberto had stolen $1.2 million.
Wow.
Worth of fajitas.
And he was they must have been good fajitas to sell that many and need to keep replenishing it all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty tasty. He had a food truck or what?
It doesn't say exactly, but he.
Gilberto.
Yeah.
Inteligente.
Mm-hmm. Just a whole side business, little Mas side restaurant. When he showed up for work the next day, they arrested him and fired him.
Wow.
Then they went to his house where his freezer was full of fajitas.
Dude, you could have ran a toilet paper stealing ring from out of here to give to all those people that were eating those fajitas.
is the logical next step.
That is the next step to that.
Fajitas are delicious.
I love fajitas.
They're better when you pay for them, though.
Well, yeah, no. Not out of the back room of a juvenile detention center.
How did they not notice this?
Like I don't know. I'm dumbfounded, actually, by it. I think it's awesome.
What?
Yeah, it's funny.
Good for him.
Sure, it's funny.
You're against JP stealing a roll of toilet paper, but this guy has $1.2 million worth of fajitas?
Stealing one roll of toilet paper every once in a while? Or if JP came to me and was like, bro, I got this ring going on right now where I'm selling toilet paper to people in town. I've so far sold $1.2 million worth of toilet paper from the radio station over the last 9 years. I'd high five you. That is for sure. But if you're like, hey, man, I was too busy with air quotes, so I'm taking toilet paper for when I get home. Now I'm just like, that's kind of lazy. Like, you had effort put into that other situation.
So basically,
I'm high-fiving you in that one. I'd probably buy you a beer in that scenario.
You're applauding Gilberto's effort.
Oh, Gilberto, más inteligente. Muy, muy inteligente.
Running a side business on the backs of the juvenile detention center kitchen.
See, now you got me. Now you feel it. Now you see the logic as you say it out loud.
Nope.
Aww.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.